Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. God is good and he's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say, good things in store for you. And I'm not just saying that is the truth. As you draw near to the Lord and get to know him, you're going to find out that he's good for yourself. This has to happen for us. People always talk about how good God is. You'll hear it from time to time. And you'll hear other things. People that's unmotivated about God, they talk to. And some people are upset with God because somebody they love died. Or something didn't go right. Or they got raped. Or something happened. And the enemy always, just like he tempts you to do wrong that caused problems, or he'll tempt somebody to hurt you, he always try to get you to blame God for what happened. God can't make people do anything. Whatever you do is your decision. The people that bless you, it was their decision. They may have acted on the guidance of God and the love of God to your favor. Or sometimes they act on Satan's will. And sometimes God will show you what people are up to and you have to listen and pay attention. But if anything happened to you that hurt you, God still loved you. He always did. And some people don't pray. Their whole family don't pray and they don't. You have to pray for your children, your girls, your boys, so nobody rape you. You have to pray and ask the Lord to protect them. You have to pay attention to the Lord who you leave your children around. Sometimes people trust people openly. And your parents may not have known. They may or may not have known to pray over you and not leave you with somebody that's untrustworthy. People can act the way they want to act and gain the trust of people in order to do harm. There are people out there hurting. They've been hurt by people in the family or friends. And the enemy will use this he's trying to divide you from God. And the Lord, I'm saying this because at the guidance of God, but years ago, the Lord told me that, The Lord enters people's lives through three avenues: their weaknesses, their hurts, and their fears. He put weaknesses first. If a person has a weakness, Satan will try to exploit it so he can use them to hurt other people or her. Some parents, they have a weakness. They may drink or do drugs, or it could be anything. And the enemy will use that weakness to destroy their life. And when everything goes south, then he'll tempt them to blame God for it, and including the people that they hurt. Children have to grow up in a divided home or a divorced home. Because somebody was weak to whatever. They may have been weak to anger. They may have been weak to lust. They may have been weak to lying. They may have had fears that they would be poor and they worked too much. And the enemy set things up to go south. And then he'll cause people to blame God for the outcome. So when the Lord taught me that, I'm a solutionist. I like solutions. You can't live your life if you don't solve your problems. Whatever problems occur, you got to be able to solve the problem, or the problem will aggravate your life from now on. And I had good parents. I came from a good neighborhood. So I decided as a child that I wanted to do something with my life because I had no excuse not to. I wanted a good marriage. I wanted to have a good relationship with my children. And I wanted to have a good relationship with my friends. I wanted my life to be like Roslyn Heights was. And everybody that moved away, the airport bought the property. And Roslyn Heights was between Zion City and East Lake Park. And, well, it was between Zion City and Airport Hill. It was in the, East Lake was on the other side, but it was in that area. It was a mountain. And the airport bought all the houses because the planes fly low in that area. And everybody moved away, but we all knew each other, and we grew up together. And we had good parents. We had good experiences. The men would work, and they would keep their houses clean, and the yards cut, and their cars washed. And it was a peaceful place to be. And I want, you know, that's what I wanted growing up. It gave me vision. I didn't see couples arguing. I never seen any of my friends or heard of their parents arguing. And I know people have differences, but nobody came home drunk. No, none of my friends had to wonder where their daddy was. That's the kind of place that I grew up in, a Christian place. Place where people would love God and would do what's right. Nevertheless, people have their faults, and I'm sure people did stuff, but we didn't know about it. The thing is, your life can grow from wherever you came from. Now, just like in my own house, my dad didn't grow up like I did. When he was 5 years old, he saw both of his parents get murdered. Both of them. And his uncle, his wife's sister's husband, killed his mother, killed my dad's mother. And then when my dad came home in his truck, he shot my granddad. And the bullet went across my dad's chest and put a mark on his chest. I saw it. So what I'm saying is, listen, people have a rough time. The enemy is out there, and he always was. And he wants to kill you. He wants to destroy your life and divide you from God. He don't want you to know God. He don't want you to know that God have guided you in all truth. And his word will build you up. That's why for everybody that got raped, that was an attack to stop you in your tracks. But I'm going to tell you how to kill. Everything the enemy did is defeatable. And all the emotions that go with it, it's defeatable. Fill your heart with God's word and trust. Look to him. And you're going to come out of all this misery. Weaknesses, hurts, and fears. When people hurt you to the core, I'm going to show you how to get out of that. Whatever you fear, the perfect love of God will drive out all fear. Now, are you ready to live? If you want to live, if you trust God with your life, you're going to get your power back. You're going to get your emotions back together, and you will be able to control them, and not Satan. You'll be able to control your thoughts and your opinions, not others. See, the word of God fills you with power. Just the thing, if you read and receive what God is saying, you got to be a student. You got to want it. Don't look at studying God's word as a chore. You don't even have to read it anymore. You can get the Bible on your phone, the Bible app, and listen to it. Or you can get the Bible on MP3 and just listen to it. You're going to have a pure desire for the truth of God's word. It will give you stamina. Now, the people that hurt you, as you hear and receive the love of God for yourself, you will have the power to forgive the people that did the worst. They were just puppets. The real person to be mad at is Satan, not the people. I know they did you wrong. They hurt you. They may have killed somebody in your family. Like my dad saw the man, he vowed to kill the man that killed his parents. And the Lord called him to the ministry when he was about 15. World War II started when he was about 20 or so. well, 25, well, he joined the army running from God. He didn't want to preach. So he joined World War II. But his, the Hamby's, his Hamby grandparents, they took him to church. And he had a love for God, but he didn't want to preach. And he went to World War II because he didn't want to preach. And the same person, that the same man that vowed to kill his parents, I mean, kill the man who killed his parents, my daddy, who he was going to kill the man that killed his parents. He fell in love with God. And eventually that man got out of jail and he saw him in the front yard. And he went out there and he forgave that man. He forgave the man that killed his parents. And that changed everything. Now, he had been with Jesus for some time. If you start following God, things don't just happen in one day. It can. That's a miracle if it does. But if you start trusting Jesus and receiving his life, the life that comes with salvation, you can't follow God on somebody else's opinions. You're going to have to study the word for yourself. You're going to have to hear and love the truth for yourself. That's the only way it's going to work. And you're going to have to do what Jesus said do on purpose. And then you're going to know God. And you'll have the power to do not only the worst, the hardest things you can imagine, but things that's even greater than that. And it'll be impossible for Satan to get a foothold in your life again. And you'll know how to do warfare. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. I got two websites, newlivingletters.com. The old website is livingletterministries.com. Just how the radio stations, the radio broadcast sound. Newlivingletters.com and livingletterministries.com. There are books on there. There are tools for you to use and to be a blessing to you. But as you grow, do handle everything God's way. The people that do you good, love them and do them good. The people that do you wrong, love them and do them good. People are not motivated to be a blessing to people that's harming their life. But this is why. When you forgive the people who did you wrong, you get your power back. When my daddy forgave the man who killed his parents, he healed. Preacher, that sounds weird. You try it and see if you will heal. And not only you will love the person with God's love, and you will encourage them and they might get saved. But the enemy that used them as a weapon, you shaming him. He didn't defeat you. He did that to defeat you, divide you from God, so you'll never know how good God is. And he was going to finish you off, and he uses hurt people to hurt other people. People who cause harm and hurt, they usually got hurt and molested themselves. Somebody did them wrong, and they go about doing others wrong. But somewhere, the process has to stop. The life of God is a healing way, a blessing. When you take God at his word, you heal. Now, the fears, when you know that God's got your back, that he's watching over you, you have that. That's power all by itself. Jesus Christ paid for you to live in the, not only to be saved, but he gave you the kingdom. Jesus told his disciples, it's God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. One scripture says, as he is, so are you in this world. Another scripture says, Jesus is the firstborn among many brethren. One scripture says that as he is, so are we in this world. He made us equal. His blood made us equal. Just like God honored Jesus' faith, God is just as enthused to help, to honor your faith. But get to know him. When you do these things, God will you won't have to fear. When I was grown, I moved to a neighborhood in the Woodlawn area, and that was drug activity. I live right across the street from a crack house. And I talk about this on another broadcast. God gave me authority over Satan. And I listened to the teaching tapes of Kenneth Hagin about authority, called The Authority of the Believer. And the books and the CDs are still in print today. You can hear what I heard. Well, I mixed faith with what I heard. And when the gunfight started, I would tell Satan, you can't kill anybody and you can't hurt anybody in Jesus' name. And I had 100% success. Nobody ever got killed. When I heard gunfire, I would tell Satan, you can't kill anybody and you can't hurt anybody. And Friday and Saturday nights were the worst. And before I go to sleep in those days, I'd say, Satan, you ain't killing nobody in this neighborhood in Jesus' name. And then when I hear the fighting or the gunfights, I would say, Satan, you can't kill anybody and you can't hurt anybody in Jesus' name. Sometimes the people next door were shooting. God would give me wisdom. I'd tell Satan, you can't kill anybody. You can't. I always had success. Nobody died. You don't have to fear. God gave you authority over Satan. You become the bull of the woods. You become the lion of the territory. Satan is afraid of you if you are in Christ and you know him. But so you don't have to be weak. The word of God will clear up all of your weaknesses. People who start something and never finish it because they're weak. They lose vision. The word of God will fill you with vision. And you'll have a passion for what you're doing and you'll believe what you're doing. And you have to protect that faith from people who doubt. Sometimes the enemy attacks a whole neighborhood and the families within it with forms of doubt. And as long as you are listening to people who doubt and are around them and listen to them, you'll have their success. That's why God told Abraham, that's one of the reasons he said, leave your father's house, leave your family and your nation, and go to a place I will show you. Sometimes the greater things of God will come to you when you leave the negativity, those that are dead, sick, and dying. Now, when you go and mature and get strong, then you can go back and help them. But sometimes for your own sake and sanity, you got to leave the people that are negative in your life and go somewhere else. That's just the way it is. The Holy Spirit will give you that kind of wisdom and instruction. But if you have to be around negative people, you're going to have to learn to esteem God's word higher than theirs. You can't just learn the word of God. You have to drive out the darkness. You have to. I declare the things of God over my life, taking nothing for granted, because I know everything that's good is under attack. So whenever God gives me something to do, the first thing I do is secure it. I protect it. I bless it. I have a right to do that. An example, like when God gave me the radio broadcast back in 2005 and 6, I started preparing for it. I started a business a month before I went on the air. I said, I'm going to do this. That's the first thing I said. And Lord, I pray that you'll bless the radio. I'm not even on the air yet. I prayed and asked the Lord to bless it. I said, Satan, you can't steal this instruction. I'm going to do this. And all the people that I knew were negative, all of them, hear me good, I didn't tell them. Everybody that I knew what they'd say, I didn't tell them. I waited. Weeks after I had started the radio broadcast before I told any of the people that always are negative. And that's most of the people I know. And when I made the contract and signed it and paid and started the first broadcast, after the second week, I started telling people that I'm on the radio. I do a radio broadcast. And sometimes the people that encourage me want to say, why don't you just do it on the website? God didn't say website. He said radio. Eventually, I was able to put it on the website, too. Well, I did the website. I started a website, but they were talking about a website only. The website is there. If you hear something, That's a blessing. You can go back and listen to it again and share it with your loved ones. Why let it go in the air and evaporate? And then people can't get to it. But now there's a way to get to it. So thank God for almost from the beginning. I put those early broadcasts on the livingletterministries.com website. And there's a 3-year gap of missing radio broadcasts because the old website got stuck. And in 2015, the Lord gave me a new livingletters.com. So now people can listen to these broadcasts. God wants you to heal. He wants your life to be like no different than his. See, as you receive the life of God through Jesus Christ, that's the only way to receive it. Then when you hear God's word, it won't be a mystery for them anymore. People who cling to the natural, they don't receive the things of the spirit. But when your spirit man is renewed, you can learn everything. You can learn anything. Jesus said, knock, seek, and ask. He wants your life to be just like his. And he don't want Satan's foot on your neck. You're supposed to thrive in life, not be under the gun all the time. Not being able to figure out things. But when you study God's word and receive it in your heart and act on it, you'll start seeing things for what they are. And when the Holy Spirit guides you in all truth, you'll be able to go and do better. And you'll be able to avoid greater problems. And you'll be able to be a blessing to people. Not only will your life be on the mend and you'll be healing, but you'll be able to help other people grow and thrive as well. But when people decide to not get saved and not learn, if a person gets saved and they ask the Lord to save them, God is faithful and just to save them, and let's say they don't follow on to know the Lord, then that's why there are so many Christians, they still look like they got a pout face. They look downtrodden all the time. They look insulted. They look like things are just not going right, like they have no joy. Because they don't trust God. The only way to trust God is to receive his peace and walk in it and do the word of God. By all means, if you got questions, ask the Lord your questions. If somebody did you wrong, talk to the Lord about it. And let the Lord counsel you. And he'll put scriptures in your heart for you to read. And you can see things from a greater perspective. And you won't feel threatened anymore. You'll know that he's with you. It's a good thing to know that you're weaponized. Now, Paul talks about our spiritual weapons that we are and can be armed with. Our weapons described in Ephesians. It's a good thing to know that you have the shield of faith. Let's look at the helmet of salvation. You're right. You're in right standing with God. God loves you. Your prayers avail much, just like Jesus' prayers avail much. Jesus once said that the Father always hears my prayers. That was a time I felt like, well, I wish he always heard mine, but he actually does. Every thought of God comes to you in seed form. Sometimes you have to get to know the Lord. And whatever you put in motion, it's in motion. There are things that I prayed for years ago. And it took time to get what I was after. An example, I was in the Lord's presence one day. And I felt like I could do anything. I said, Lord, this is how I want to be wherever I go. Take me there. Teach me. And my pastor at that time said, oh, you go on the mountaintop, but sometimes you got to go back down in that valley. Now, that's what mainstream would say. Every time I tell this to people, they agree with what he said. I disagree with him because I got a clue in the presence of the Lord. Sometimes pastors are wrong. Not putting them down. I love him. He was a blessing. And all of them, you know, many pastors are a blessing, but people can be wrong. When the Lord puts something, give you a clue, you got to knock, seek, and ask, and you got to do your research. I said, Lord, there's a way to do this. I don't know how, but I want you to take me there. I want you to teach me how to live in out there in the wide world, just like when I'm in this prayer room in your presence. And he taught me to love. That was part of it. He taught me to, he changed my study habits. He told me to read 15 chapters a day, and I studied 15 chapters every day. And that gave me a foundation in my heart. It gave me spiritual stamina. It gave me something to live from. It increased my joy and my peace. And then he connected the dots. The word came out of mystery form and became alive in me. The Holy Spirit guided me into all truth. He navigated me in the Word of God, and he taught me things that I couldn't learn any other way. And as I obeyed him, I gained understanding. To the point that wherever I go, I'm in his presence, and I'm immune to the beggarly ways of the world. I'm not bragging, but when you receive Christ, not only as a Savior, but also as your King, and you receive his knowledge, it equips you. The helmet of salvation is a weapon. If something hits you in your mind, you can defeat it. You have the shield of faith. The Word of God is in your heart. You can speak the Word and destroy the works of darkness from anywhere on the planet. I've been walking past the TV, and the ISIS terrorist groups have captured this lady from England, the reporter. And you can go back and find the ones that went back. Well, what happened? I said, Satan, you cannot use ISIS to hurt that lady. She's going back to her family. I'm walking past TV again, and they're talking about how she went back home. You can stop the actions of Satan, just like I did in that Woodlawn neighborhood. When I hit a gunfire, I said, Satan, you can't kill anybody and you can't hurt anybody in Jesus. The shield of faith, your God-given authority. If you don't use it, you won't know you have it. I've never been bitten by a snake or a scorpion. But Jesus said, of any deadly thing, you have authority over serpents and scorpions. And if you drink any deadly thing, you'll be immune to it. You got to believe that and stand on that word, the shield of faith.